Let me tell you about something, Jay, our COO at Greystone Property Management, walked me through last week. He had a meeting with this landlord who came in feeling pretty confident. I mean, the guy looked like he had it all figured out. He was self-managing a handful of rental properties, collecting rent on time, keeping them filled, handling repairs with a handyman he knew, and saving a few $100 a month by skipping property management fees. From the outside, everything looked solid. The guy was like, why pay someone else when I've got this running smoothly? But here's the thing Jay picked up on. This guy had built his whole system on assumptions and duct tape. As they started talking, Jay started asking a few basic questions, and that's when the cracks started showing. Turns out he didn't know you have to serve certain legal notices in a specific way. He thought texting his tenants to let them know about missed rent was enough. When Jay asked where he was holding his security deposits, he said, just in my business checking account, what's the problem? And when it came to choosing tenants, the guy flat out said, I just go with my gut. I've been lucky so far. That's when Jay looked at me later and said, this guy isn't a bad landlord. He's just blind to the landmines under his feet. And man, that stuck with me. This is the part I think every self-managing landlord needs to hear. It's not about how things are going when everything is fine. It's about what happens when things go wrong and whether your system is built to protect you when it does. That landlord was basically driving a car with no insurance, no spare tire, and hoping the engine never overheats. Everything feels great until it doesn't. Jay walked him through all the hidden risks. He told him about the guy who lost a full eviction case because he sent the wrong type of notice. The landlord who had to pay triple damages because he mishandled the deposit. The one who let a friendly tenant stay a couple extra weeks rent-free, and it turned into 3 months of lost income and legal stress. And of course, the classic landlords using some old lease they found online that ends up being unenforceable because it doesn't match Florida's laws. By the end of the conversation, that confident landlord was silent. He just sat there and said, I had no idea. And that's the part that makes you think. Most self-managing landlords aren't cutting corners on purpose. They're just working with the little bit they know. They think they're saving money, but they don't see the financial traps until they fall into one. Jay's conversation with that landlord made me step back and realize how many investors are playing with fire. They're running these rentals like side hustles, not like real businesses. They don't document move-ins, they don't price their units based on market data, and they don't have anyone keeping them updated on changing laws. One bad tenant, one missed deadline, or one judge in a bad mood, and they're writing a check they weren't prepared for. So let me ask you, if you're self-managing your rentals right now, are you sure you're doing it by the book? Or are you just crossing your fingers and hoping nothing breaks? Jay's been doing this for years. He's seen it all. Owners who waited too long to call for help, and by the time they do, they're thousands of dollars in the hole. If that sounds like something you want to avoid, reach out. This is Jorge from Greystone here to help. Whether you need a second opinion, a game plan, or just someone to talk strategy with, we've got your back.